Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. And I would also like to say happy colonoscopy eve to my husband. He started his fasting this morning.
It's so hard.
Of all your extremities.
Oh my gosh. So he's got, he can't eat anything today. And then he starts drinking one of the things at like 3 p.m. this afternoon. So it's going to be a fun day.
Are you going to troll him and like bring home like all this awesome food?
We're going to the fair today. So I'm going to have my elephant ears. I'm going to have my giant turkey leg.
Bring home a baker's dozen of the scones. But babe, I brought you these.
Oh my God.
I'll see myself out.
This is like his third rodeo. So he's been through it before. Steve, I know you got one coming up probably.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Got to make that call?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do. You know what the problem is? Is that my wife does not want me to do it.
Oh, she doesn't want to have to put up with you?
Yes.
I trust me, I get it. It's miserable.
Legit, she said, hey, when you do it, I think maybe you should get a hotel.
That sounds fantastic. I'll get a colonoscopy for a hotel room.
Right?
A little piece?
That would be hilarious. Like, where's Steve? Oh, he's staying over at the Ramada Inn. Why? Colonoscopy tomorrow.
All that prep work, man.
And each time I have to get a new hotel because then they ban me.
Oh, no.
There you go. Steve Miggs. Is this your yearly colonoscopy? Yes. Oh. I'm sorry. We're all jam-packed.
Oh, no.
Like, poor choice of words.
It's going to be a very good day for Brad, though. I'm going to have to eat all the good fair foods and just describe it to him.
Yes. If you see us today, we're going to be at the Washington State Fair or the Puyallup Fair because it's 125 years of doing the Puyallup. Be sure to come over and say hi to us. We're going to be going there right after the show.
Doing the Puyallup and doing the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And I can't believe that it's 24 years ago today that we dealt with an awful, awful tragedy as the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center, a couple planes went into that. Also, the Pentagon was attacked. Passengers were forced to have terrorists crash United Flight 93 into an empty field in Pennsylvania. Everything stemming from 9/11. 24 years ago.
This morning, Brad actually pulled out. He has two newspapers from the day after, and the headline is just wild. We had an old PI and an old Times, I want to say, from that year, and it feels like yesterday. It's hard to believe that was 24 years ago.
It doesn't feel like yesterday, but it definitely feels like it's not 24 years. And no. I think about, like, you know, I grew up in New York, and I've had friends and family that worked at the World Trade Center. I have a friend from high school who sadly died because of Paul Salvio. I always think of him today, and I know, like, our high school, they call it the Eternal Flame, which I think is a really touching thing. But every year I make it a point to go to our old high school's website just to look at all those names. And it's just, and I get it. Like, today's yet another day. I just feel like I'm just going to stay away from social media for, like, the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the last few days have just been really hard to just kind of just scroll around and read things. And I know some people, like, they find humor and memes and things along those lines. I've had, like, some tough conversations with some friends because I'm like, I get that this doesn't have any connection to you.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to, like, ruin your fun time of sharing these silly jokes, but please take me off of this thread because it just instantly makes me think of people in my life that I've lost because of such a tragic day. Mm-hmm. And it 24 years ago, though, it does not feel like it was that long ago.
Not at all.
And I think everyody has those everyone who's old like me, has those moments where you remember where you were when that moment went down. And to me, it's also bonkers that there are people of legal drinking age that were not alive when that
happened. Don't say that out loud, Steve.
Sorry. But I do have some good news. Last night, I went to bed. I was like, you know what? I got to go to bed. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. Mariners are tied 1-1. It's going into the 10th. And I'm like, I just got to step away.
Mm.
Holy crap, though. Leo Rivas, who was brought in as a pinch runner earlier in the game. It's the 13th inning. It's still 1-1. And then this happened.
Swing it away! Leo Rivas! What have you done? Wow! Wow! He walks it up in the 13th inning!
I love that part. Wow! Wow. Also, the weird thing, so they end up beating the Cardinals. They sweep them. Things are just looking really good for the Mariners right now. Still one game back behind the Houston Astros for the top spot in the AL West. Texas is still right out there, but with the wild card, with 1.5 games away from them. But then the announcers, they brought this up. And I wasn't really too in the loop about this. I saw some people post about it, but it was kind of like in one ear and out the other.
The NC Witch is real. It is real. Not in your wildest dreams. When you came to the ballpark tonight, did you think this is what we would witness?
Are you hip to the Etsy Witch?
I sure am.
Okay, so I went online. There's a guy by the name of, what's his name, Steve Blackburn. He's from Lake Stevens, and he jokingly posted on social media that he hired a witch from Etsy. I didn't even know that's a thing.
I didn't either.
And he hired the witch to lift a curse off of the Seattle Mariners. And since he made that purchase and got the Etsy Witch to do that, the Mariners, this is like straight out of that movie Major League with Joe Boo. They're 4-0, and they've outscored their opponents 37-9.
That is so bananas.
This is so ridiculous.
You know what else the Etsy Witch did?
What?
Said that Washington State University can now do a 1-year pilot program to sell beer and wine at football games.
The Mariners had this to say about that.
So did all the Cougs fans, and it's going to be kicking off next weekend for Apple Cup on September 20th, although the student section will not have any booze sales.
I think that's probably in their best interest.
Go Cougs.
It's our 19th season of Thursday Night Football. That's crazy that we've been doing Thursday Night Football for that long, but it starts at 5 o'clock on Amazon. You got the Green Bay Packers taking on the Washington Commanders. As far as weather, the weather's going to be 72 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by SeaTown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Whoa! Whoa!
And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did you know that fermented peaches in a dumpster can get a baby raccoon very, very intoxicated? This happened thanks to a Kentucky moonshine distillery, but there was a nurse by the name of Misty Combs nearby, gave the raccoon CPR, and saved its life. We're going to catch up with Misty at 6:20.
I can't wait to talk to her.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's not every day, Steve Miggs, that you encounter a drunk baby raccoon that needs saving.
Speak for yourself.
But for one woman, Misty Combs, she was called up to rescue a baby raccoon who was in some trouble. And we tracked down Misty, we found her, and we want to hear the story from you, Misty, about saving this baby raccoon.
Hi, guys.
So I don't know many other people I could say that might have kind of sort of gave mouth to mouth to a raccoon, but here we are, right?
Well, I didn't give mouth-to-mouth. Okay. I just done compression-only CPR.
And so, Missy, you've been a nurse for how many years?
21 years.
And was this the weirdest day on the job that you've ever experienced?
I've had some pretty weird days, but yeah, this is right up there, okay?
So how did these baby raccoons end up getting drunk in the first place?
Happy hour.
Well, we found them in the dumpster. Like, the mom sort of alerted us that there was something wrong. Uh-huh. And we went over and looked in the dumpster because she kept circling the parking lot. And one baby raccoon was fine, and the other one was underwater. But after we got it out, someone was like, hey, there's all kinds of peaches in there. And they were fermented peaches from the moonshine distillery.
Oh.
And I guess that they had been eating those fermented peaches all night. Huh. And the little one that had drowned, he must have ate them all night and just fell into the water drunk. I just felt so bad for him. I grabbed him by the tail and I whipped him out of there and I laid him on the ground and everybody was like, oh man, he is dead. He is just gone. And I was like, you know, not today. I'm going to try to save him. And I attempted, you know, to try to do some compressions on him and it was working. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I continued to do it and water started coming out. He started breathing and kicking a little. And so I just laid him over and started beating on his back, trying to get the rest of the water out. He was coming to a little bit, but he wouldn't come all the way to. So I figured he was like maybe poisoned with alcohol,
right,
or just way drunk. He was just he was just blistered, okay? And
do you even know what is the drinking age for raccoons in Kentucky?
You know, I don't know, but he didn't care that day. He was like, oh. And he really enjoyed the peaches,
These peaches are delicious.
Yes.
So after the raccoon comes through and you're like, okay, we saved the raccoon's life, then what happens? Is it now your pet, or like do you just send it off and say, hey, you know, stay away from those peaches?
No, I was, as the nurse, I was like, oh my gosh, this raccoon needs some antibiotics. You know, it probably is going to get pneumonia because it had so much water in its lungs. Mm. So I called Fish and Wildlife and they took it to the vet. And the vet gave it some fluids that day and let it sleep off its, you know, its drunkenness.
Yeah.
And actually, the Fish and Wildlife guy brought it back to me the next day, and I was able to turn it back loose where it lives. You know, it lived under the little bridge that we had to walk across every morning where we would park and walk to work.
So how many days sober is this raccoon now?
We haven't seen it back over there, so hopefully it learned its lesson. Hopefully.
Well, Missy, you're pretty amazing. The fact, yeah, that you sprung into action and knew exactly what to do. I mean, if any other person had found that raccoon, who knows what would have happened. So thank you for being a friend to the furry creatures of the world.
Yes, yeah, I try. You know, I try to give everything a chance, and it is part of our job here, you know, at the health department, you know, for public health. And I was trying not to get rabies, but, you know, I did want to try to save its little life that day.
Thank you for sharing that experience, and hopefully the raccoons stay out of the dumpster and don't get drunk again.
Yes, yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, now it's your turn. 206-803-ROCK.
Well, wait, are we going to find ways to save raccoons?
No, I want to know.
Are we drinking with raccoons? What are you talking about?
I want to know about the most insane, the most unbelievable day you ever had at work. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about that crazy day you had at work. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take those calls after Foo Fighters. We would love to hear the story of the most insane, unbelievable day that you had at work. And it's all inspired by a gal named Misty who had to give CPR to an intoxicated baby raccoon.
I've had some pretty weird days, but yeah, this is right up there, okay? We found them in the dumpster. Like, the mom sort of alerted us that there was something wrong.
Honestly, she could read the telephone book to me, and I would just listen with both ears wide open.
I love
her voice, and I just love her spirit and just her vibe.
Uh-huh. And we went over and looked in the dumpster because she kept circling the parking lot. One baby raccoon was fine, and the other one was underwater. But after we got it out, someone was like, hey, there's all kinds of peaches in there. And they were fermented peaches from the Moonshine Distillery.
I believe that was the inspiration behind the President's of the USA song, Peaches.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I love that the story is just like the mama raccoons looking at us like, hey, my kid's wasted in the dumpster. Can you help me out?
Oh my gosh, so insane.
Yes, crazy day at work.
Can you beat that or even compete with that? We want to hear about the most insane, unbelievable day you had on the job. 206-803-ROCK. Evan from Puyallup, what was that insane day on the job that you had?
Hey, guys. So, this is in my past life. I used to be an aerospace journalist, actually, reporting on the industry. And I was covering a trade show. It was actually for the National Business Aircraft Association. And my editor, last day of the show, says, hey, there's a big banquet tonight. I want you to come. It's going to be a blast. It'll be a lot of fun. That's all the information I got. So I'm like, all right, cool. Throw on my suit, tie the whole bit, show up. The keynote speaker, so this was actually a banquet for a program called the Young Eagles, gets kids into aviation. Keynote speaker slash MC was Harrison Ford.
Oh. I feel like I could listen to him talk all day.
Him or Misty, though.
Yeah. So they do their thing. Band comes on. The band was Chicago.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. I don't even like Chicago, but if I'm at work and all of a sudden Chicago just shows up and they're performing, I'm like, you know what? They're my favorite band today.
And so, yeah. So, great. Fun. Awesome. Then Neil Armstrong and Gene Cernan, who was last man on the moon, walk by.
Oh, for a second, I thought you said Gene Simmons. I'm like, why is Neil Armstrong with the demon from Kiss?
Right? I don't know. That night was so surreal, I wouldn't have been surprised at that point.
Did you get any time with any of those people? Like, did you have a chance to chat with Neil Armstrong or Harrison Ford?
I didn't get a... I got to talk to Neil Armstrong and Gene Cernan a little bit. I had actually, about 2 years prior to that, 2-3 years prior to that, had drinks with Gene Cernan. So I had a few stern words with him because even to this day, this was 20 something years ago, I think I'm still hungover from that man.
That's awesome.
Right
Evan.
On, Evan.
Yeah, what about you? What is the craziest day you've ever had at work?
Okay, well, just I want to preface this by saying that for many, many years, Duff McKagan was my hall pass listed, you know, if I ever get the opportunity. That's my hall pass.
Oh, for real?
So when we
that
were,
was mine as well.
I knew it.
Crazy.
So when we were at Pain in the Grass 2013 over at the Gorge, Jolene knew how much I had feelings for Duff McKagan, and she was like, hey, do you want to meet Duff? And I like panicked. I'm like, oh my God, is this going to be my chance? Which obviously is not.
Oh, that would have made the story even more amazing if we just found out she actually cashed in on her hall pass.
I just pitched myself to Duff McKagan, who's married to, by the way, a swimsuit model who's so wonderful and beautiful. But my level of panic meeting my hall pass was next level. Most people don't ever get to meet their hall passes.
What was the level of panic? Were you afraid that maybe he would proposition you and
no.
you have to make that decision?
No, I was just afraid I was going to embarrass myself and then I'd never get another opportunity, which is probably the way that it went.
So how'd it go? I don't know.
It went great. I got to take a picture with him. He was so nice. That being said, he stole my hall pass, so offer's still on the table.
It instantly made me think of something. This guy was not my hall pass, but Chris Novoselic from Nirvana.
Oh.
Still to this day, but I mean, there was a moment in my life where Nirvana was like the be all end all. Like, that was the band for me. And I remember, like, he was doing some, when I was working at the end, at times he would pop in randomly, do interviews, but like, I just barely started working at the end. So I kind of had a couple conversations with him, which was surreal. But I'll never forget one day I was at work. I got there early and I'm kind of doing some stuff, or got there late because I was doing both mornings and the whole other story. But, anyways, all of a sudden, opening up the production door, it's Chris Novoselic. I didn't realize he was working on some project. And he just leans at his head and goes, hey, Steve, could you help me out with something? And I was like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, also my hall pass. So we got into the studio. And then, you know, next thing you know.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Danny, what about you?
It had to have been going with Mike Carrera from MXPX to Green Day.
Dude.
And the fact that, like, that, I mean, technically that was work because I was going to Green Day and I was taking social media for the I just went to Green Day, but it was because of the station that I got to go, and then I got to take Mike as my plus one, and it was like I'm standing in the pit watching one of my favorite bands with one of the guys from my favorite bands. Wild. And this is the same life. The same with Metallica too. Yep. Getting to go with the guys from MXPX to watch Metallica at Lumen Field in a suite.
Okay, oh, I Danny. Thought you were going to say going to Metallica with me and being in.
Yes. Danny wins. And guess what? Mike and Tom also my hall passes. So, you know.
What a, and then next thing you know, they close the suite door and. Danny's moving to Bremerton. The Daily
Mix Show. How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He is sitting at 293 wins. 87 losses and 78 ties in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 650.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.